Having been older at this convention than I was at the last one, I feel like I've been able to glean a bit more understanding and grow a bit more than last time. The worship services, for example, I found more enjoyable this time. Last time, I thought it felt kind of like they were trying to cater to the youth and make the worship feel as much like a concert as possible. I know this works for some people, but for me, this didn't feel very worshipful. This year, Seth struck a much improved balance of hymns and praise and worship songs, and they were even able to lead the latter in such a humble way that I felt I was able to appreciate them and worship with them. There were a couple of seminars that stuck with me as well. One was by Rachel Held Evans, titled Keep the Church Weird. She talked about how many youth are leaving the larger church not because it isn't up with the times, rather because it sometimes seems so stuck in argument within itself, with the loudest voices asserting such extremes on both ends that they can both feel somewhat hypocritical. She said the youth don't want flashier lights or a bigger band. Instead, they want the church to be authentic and stay true to itself. I think she did an excellent job at relaying the thoughts of many millennials. I found myself able to relate to many things that she said. There was another seminar by Drew Hart on racism in the church and in general. He talked about how he can see racism very clearly in some areas of the church today, and he talked about how our goal should not be to ignore racism and be colorblind, as it were, and instead try to celebrate our diversity and not try to unify into one culture, but celebrate all the different cultures that we come from. And of course, the congregational singing with thousands of other Mennonite youth that you can only find in a handful of places was a blessing to experience as always. It's almost surreal every time. I had a lot of fun at this convention, getting to know the youth better over our stay in Florida and the very extensive bus rides. I learned plenty of new things and feel like I gained a start to some new perspectives in the church. And of course, I got a hefty amount of free t-shirts. I'd call this convention a success, and I look forward to seeing where the church heads in the future.
I was a delegate in Columbus several years ago. When I said yes to being one in Orlando, I figured it would be very similar. Then the delegate and future church summit schedule came out before convention, and I must admit, after looking over it, to being a little overwhelmed and anxious about it, and being a little bit more introverted. Circle processes and intense conversations pull me out of my comfort zone, especially when they are with people I don't know. And looking over these questions that were to be discussed, I knew there were some intense conversations coming my way. But I was committed to my role as delegate and to this church that has always been a part of my life. I was also grateful to be traveling and walking around convention with Nathan May, who is also a delegate. He kept the mood light, and of course, being Nathan was very entertaining. Tuesday and Wednesday were free, non-delegate days for me. I enjoyed Ted and Company, both the youth and adult worship services, the exhibit hall, a swim in the hotel pool, and even bowling with our MYF. But looming over me, as Thursday quickly approached, were the long hours and deep content of the Future Church Summit. The delegate session breezed by as I got to know my fellow table mates. I was looking forward to hearing the one resolution of the delegate session on seeking peace in Israel and Palestine. I had spent some time there in both places several years ago and was happy to see the resolution pass. After a dinner break, I wandered back to my table number 40 at the far end of the large room, and the FCS began. We covered so much over the next hours and days, talking about the history of our church, what we've learned as a church from our past, what are our greatest hopes for our church, and what we can improve on, the things that we do really well together. There's so much content that I'd be happy to talk with anyone one-on-one about, but one thing I wanted to briefly focus on are the important things we do together, things we do well as a church community, I feel it's easy to be critical of ourselves as a church for our shortcomings, but like everything in life, I think it's important to remember positives as well. So just to name a few, we build relationships and we share stories. We work together for peace and justice. We create space for conversation and listening. We spread hope, we cook, and we eat together. We sing together, we read scripture and pray together, and we spread God's shalom. We do things together that we cannot do alone. Someone at convention said, the church is like a marriage. Some things would be easier to do on your own, but other things are done better together, even though there are some headaches along the way. As I stated earlier, I was feeling very apprehensive about the FCS, but as time passed in Orlando, I felt myself relax and opened up. And even though I left the exercise feeling exhausted, I was also full of hope for MCUSA. I feel privileged to have been a part of a major conversation that has never happened before in our church's history. Later, it was reported that more people felt safe and heard at this convention, more so than in recent years. Myself, along with others I interacted with, found it critical to move forward, focusing not on issues that divide us, but on the most important parts of being a church, being living examples of Jesus' love, justice, and his peace. That should be our mission for our communities and the world. There's still much work to be done, but I hope that the information compiled during the Future Church Summit is truly used as a guide to move forward as a more unified MCUSA.
I was a delegate for the first time in my life. Attending Orlando 2017 was a very positive experience. The event was well planned, with a strong emphasis on a new unifying future vision for MCUSA. The overarching theme, Love is a Verb, was an excellent choice to bridge the diversity at the assembly. There were many excellent workshops. Compared to the last assembly I attended in 1999, the participants and persons on the stage were more diverse, particularly more women, persons of color, and millennials. During the assembly, I recorded occasionally what I felt were significant expressions of hope and lament I heard in delegate sessions and the worship. These by no means reflect the sentiments of all of the participants. There was anguish expressed about disunity and negativity in American culture and MCUSA. There was lament about the loss of 200 congregations since 2015 from three conferences. There were many calls and yearnings for a more unified future for MCUSA. There was a call for more effort to fully integrate persons of color into leadership at all levels of MCUSA. There was celebration of Mennonite Women USA's 100 years of service and a call to honor and more fully employ the gifts of women. There was a daily program for children preschool to fifth grade with a focus on different ways to show love, a core spiritual attribute. I already mentioned approximately 550 persons spent 15 hours over parts of 3 days to imagine an Anabaptist future for MCUSA called the Future Church Summit. It was a very well-designed process, with excellent suggestions from table groups of 8 persons. The overarching question was, what does it mean for us to follow Jesus as Anabaptists in the 21st century? And I'm going to share with you a summary of themes from the table groups on this question reported by the themes committee. Live upside-down kingdom, create alternative countercultural communities, speak truth to power, stand with the marginalized, look for Jesus on the margins. The church witness should be the full shalom of God, salvation, justice, and peace together. Bold humility and risk-taking, in repentance, in hope, living in joy and love as a demonstration of God's love. Regular immersion in Scripture and contemplative prayer, intentionally nurturing mature spirituality. Be a people of the book. Continue to be a biblically based church that studies the Bible together and discerns where the Spirit is moving. Learn from gifts and voices of the global church. Engage creation care issues locally, nationally, and globally. Look at our structures and be willing to try new things that bring new voices to the table. Evangelical faith, restorative justice approach in our workplaces and in our prison systems. Act locally, build relationships, and meet needs in our local context. I developed a strong sense that MCUSA is experiencing or is in the middle of a leadership transition from baby boomers to millennials. The hard work ahead for MCUSA is creating a unified vision that captures the imagination and commitment of national conference, agency, and congregational leaders as well as members. Let's all pray and act in ways that contribute to creating that unified vision.
I'm grateful for a number of things this morning. I'm grateful to be here at Parkview on a Sunday morning for the first time in 3 months. I'm grateful for many other congregations that gather to practice worship every week in our community and are on mission together. Visiting some of those was inspiring for me. I'm grateful that we broadcast our service on the radio because I snuck in to listen a couple times, but nothing like being here. And I'm grateful that Parkview has always sent its pastors and others to our denomination-wide conventions every 2 years, and has valued our connection to the wider church. Big churches like ours can be tempted to go it alone just because we can, but we need the larger body, and I'm grateful that PVMC realizes that. I'm grateful for our very diverse Mennonite family. As many of you know, I'm grateful for all parts of that family, including the conservative and old order members of our family in this community, who I've made an effort to build relationships with, and also the parts of our family around the world in Mennonite World Conference that I've also nurtured. Nurturing connections to these are all important, but our relationship with MCUSA is unique. I'm grateful for this one chance every 2 years for this primary association that we are part of to meet together in worship, in communion, in service, in learning, in discernment, and in fellowship. As difficult as this relationship is sometimes, and we are currently in a challenging season in our life together, this relationship is important to keep working at. It's true that we have lost some significant voices on the more conservative side of the spectrum in our denomination since Lancaster and a couple smaller conferences have pulled away. There has been a modest shift toward the left, and that was noticeable in Orlando. That's just a fact of our church life right now. But still, there is significant diversity and significant questions facing us, like, how much diversity can our denomination navigate? And what kind of denomination can we be in this newer reality? And I think while the Future Church Summit was indeed a helpful process and one I enjoyed participating in, and it was a good time to practice talking together across that divide and to name some of the joys and challenges and hopes and regrets that we carry with us in our relationships. We still have a lot to do in the way of discerning how to be together. And that is work that's going to take some time, and it will be hard work. It's going to take a rugged commitment to love those who are different from us by being with each other and being for each other and calling each other toward Christ-likeness. Love is a verb activated by those prepositions, with, for, and toward. And it's a verb that takes the form of the nouns of presence, advocacy, and direction. That's what I preached about in my convention sermon on Wednesday morning, and it's what I preached about here at Parkview, if some of you recall earlier this year in a short series of sermons. As to figuring out how a denomination can love each other this way, I would say we only began our work in Orlando. I'm looking forward to participating in the continuation of this work, and may God go with us as we do.
So I'm going to into 10th grade this next year, so this is my first Mennonite convention, and I didn't really know what to expect, but I loved it. It was full of laughter, smiles, and just loving God. It was really cool to see just how many people were a part of the Mennonite church. One of my favorite parts was our youth worship time every morning and every evening. We sang a mixture of praise songs and hymns, one of which was Gravity of Love, and we'll sing the seeds together at the end. And it was just, we had a speaker every time, and it was just a really powerful time. I also attended an inclusion worship service where they read the names of those lost in the shooting in the gay nightclub in Orlando not long ago. It was a place where anyone was welcome and a time to sing and praise God together. I also enjoyed many of the seminars I went to. One of my favorites was it was discussing racism in the church, which Lucas mentioned. It was a really interesting topic, one I hadn't really thought about. So I want to thank you all for providing this opportunity for me to go, and I'm really looking forward to next convention in Kansas City.